Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast. You know you can count on us to be in your feeds each and every Wednesday to chat about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. I'm Jill, and I'm here, as always, with my trusty pod wife, Carlene. How are you?
I am great. I'm in my sweats. I decided to record from my sofa. I'm feeling quite relaxed. And Great. Hello to my pod fam. I hope you are too. I hope you're on holiday by now. And if you're a longtime listener with us, you know that we're two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And we're always chatting with the breakthrough minds in beauty, people like Dr. Shireen Idris, makeup pros like Patty Dubroff, celebrities like Hailey Bieber. And of course, every month we edit the best in beauty products that we deem hashtag damn good. And our guest today is breaking through the clutter in the TikTok beauty space. Her name is Robin Del Monte, aka Girl Boss Town. And Jill, you and I had the pleasure of getting to know Robin as a fellow panelist back in September at the Create and Cultivate Beauty and Wellness Festival. And I think that's when we had the idea to get her on the show.
Absolutely. I mean, that panel was all about 2024 trends in beauty and wellness and looking ahead. And by the way, Carlene was on the panel representing Breaking Beauty, and she crushed it, of course. Uh-huh. And I also loved hearing from so many of the panelists, but especially Robin, because I think she has such a unique lens on beauty via the social media landscape. She is so tapped in. It's like that phrase, chronically online. This girl is chronically online. And she is just like, if there is a Kylie Jenner look, she is reporting on it like moments after it happens. So I really admire that about her. Like, talk about finger on the pulse. But if you're not familiar with Robin, she popped off on social media thanks to her PR prediction videos, where she gives brands and or celebrities ideas, or what she calls moves. She gives them, you know, the hashtag stamp of approval, the Girl Boss Town stamp of approval. That's her handle, Girl Boss Town. And she's amassed nearly 650,000 TikTok followers and 55,000 followers on Instagram. And if you look at her comments, people are like, oh my God, I hope that brand is paying you for that idea. Like, that is epic.
Yeah.
Like, when she said OPI nail colors should team up with Stanley Mugs and create custom colors. I mean, that's just coming off the top of her head, and that's literally genius.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's kind of branded herself as the internet's agent. Mm-hmm. And now she has a full-fledged consulting business from her couch, giving PR moves to brands like Dunkin' Donuts, Bliss, and more. Adweek named Robin the Business Insights Creator of the Year. So she's definitely one to watch.
Amazing. I really loved our conversation. And I think all of you will too, even if you're not necessarily familiar with Girl Boss Town.
So just before we get into our chat with Robin, I think everybody wants to know what some of our favorite products of 2023 were, what we will definitely be taking into 2024 and beyond. And this little segment is brought to you by our friends at Macy's. What are you saying, Jill?
My favorite products that I'm going to talk about right now are actually all about skincare because let's face it, it's winter and that's all I care about right now is because I'm shriveling away and I've traveled a ton in the last little bit. So let me tell you, Peter Thomas Roth, this brand, I remember it from our baby beauty editor days. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
It's been around, but it's just like it didn't really speak to me. But this year, I really got into a gateway product from them, which was actually called this was a moisturizer that they came out with, and it was called the Water Drenched Hyaluronic Cloud Cream. I like drained last holiday season. Okay. And it really got me more interested in the brand again, like a gateway product. So then when this product came across my desk, I was like, I absolutely need to try it. It's available at Macy's, and it's called the Even Smoother Glycolic Retinol Hydrogel Eye Patches. They're around $65 for 30 patches. So it comes in a jar. These launched in June.
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about. So when I'm showing Carly in the jar right now, so it's actually those like hydrogel jelly under eye patches. They're almost like a bit slimy looking.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term. But why I gravitated toward these right away is that they actually have glycolic and retinol in them. And often with eye gels, they're just like soothing or calming or they're specifically more for dark circles, which, you know, knock on wood, I don't necessarily have. I have more puffiness. And because I am oily, I get a lot of texture under my eyes that is like milia. Even though I don't use a really rich eye cream, I still get it. I am just an oily girly. And like, if I went to Sophie Pavitt all the time, I would trust her to like lance the milia, you know, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems scary.
Yes, of course. You need trusted hands for that.
Yeah.
So this just kind of exfoliates them off.
Yeah, it's just meant to be gently smoothing. It's got a 1% complex of glycolic acid and a time release micro encapsulated retinol in each eye gel.
Okay.
So it just diminishes the look of the tiny bumps and texture underneath your eye, and it can be worn two ways. So if you're someone who's more concerned that you have fine lines creeping in or deeper lines on the side of your eye, like more out toward like, you know, the end of your eyebrow or your temple.
Your laugh lines. Yeah.
Yeah. You can put the eye gel on where the larger part of the eye gel is covering that part of your eye.
Right. Or, up to the temple.
Or you can, if you're more like me, where you're concerned with the puffiness and the milia underneath your eye, you can put the larger part of the eye gel underneath the eye and it's going to work its magic there.
Anything else that we've left on the table for 2023 here?
Yeah. So I wanted to shout out a product that came out in June. And it's a sister product to an iconic product. So this is the Clarins Double Serum Light Texture. This is the concentrate, the complete age-defying concentrate. Now, of course, you probably are familiar with the original Clarins Double Serum. It's iconic, right?
Oh, it's one of my favorite products. It's in our Hall of Fame for good reason.
Love it. And I actually read that one bottle of the OG Double Serum is sold every 5 seconds around the world.
That's incredible, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. It's so good.
Yeah, it really is so good. So if people aren't familiar, it's got like, it's a serum bottle with a pump on the top, but it actually has like a peekaboo chamber. So you can see inside, there's actually two vials inside the serum. And one is more of a lipidic or oily phase, and the other is more of like a water-based phase. And so the OG formula for me was just too rich. I liked it. I got the hype, but it just wasn't for my skin type. So they've actually reformulated this light texture version so I can get in on the fun too. It is a little bit bougie. It's $134 and $178 in Canada. And it has 21 plant extracts in there, including turmeric, and which is really brightening. So this has been flying off the shelves as well. I know it came out in the summer, but this is something I've been really gravitating toward right now because it just gives your skin this luminous look. It can be worn under makeup, but I've been really wearing it a lot more at night. I feel like it's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year where we need to like add an extra layer to the skincare routine, you know, like that definitely making sure we have a serum under the moisturizer. And to that effect, we actually are going to have a whole winter Skin episode in January. So consider this a little sneak preview.
Yeah. And Macy's does ship to Canada, everyone.
Yes. You know.
Ships everywhere. They ship all over the world.
Exactly.
That kind of leads me to my last point, which is that, you know, Macy's has tons of gift cards and you can find the Macy's gift cards in store, in the Macy's app, or you can look on their website at macys.com/gift cards and you can get like the physical ones or you can get like e-gift cards. I know it's like last minute. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, that's a good idea. Like maybe I can like gift this to my coworker or my, you know, friend who lives in another state or something, because the truth of the matter is shipping, like I put a package in the mail the other day to ship to somebody and it was like more, I spent more on the postage than the cost of the gift. Gift cards are amazing for that.
Like, yeah, especially for last minute shopping. Like,
yes.
So that was our wrap up of the products we could not leave behind in 2023. We'll be taking into 2024. And we play a little game just like this with our guest of the hour, Robin Del Monte, which we will share that little bit. That little ditty is a TikTok exclusive. So stay tuned over there. And now let's get into our episode, Jill.
Yeah. So everyone, we have such a fun conversation with Robin about the state of beauty in 2023, the winners, the losers, and the moments we couldn't stop talking about and everything in between. And please note that this conversation was recorded in September of this year. So welcome to the show, Robin Del Monte, a.k.a. Girl Boss Town.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This episode is brought to you in part by Way. So you guys are now all in on my healthy hair routine. And I wanted to give you a little update on how I'm amping it up for the holidays. I just got a new sharp haircut just 8 weeks after my last one. So my hair's really been growing and I'm not doing twice a year haircuts anymore. This is it. I love this layered look and I'm going for full glossy hair vibes this season with Way's new hair gloss. I mean, I don't know about you, but my salon is closed for 2 weeks over the holidays. So if I want that, you know, professional glossy look for New Year's Eve, I'm on my own. All it takes is 5 minutes in the shower, and it's got rice water as one of the key ingredients, which I know is super buzzy right now, but it's actually been used in Japan for centuries for like long, luscious hair. And I notice serious shine after blow drying. It makes my hair color pop again, and it's also giving me heat protection, up to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's the perfect addition to my healthy hair routine. And the best part is we have a promo code for all of you. So you can do holiday shopping, like their amazing fragrances and candles, and grab a little something for yourself, like the new hair gloss or the detox shampoo. I'm always talking about that one, while supporting our show. So glow all the way this holiday with Way. Go to theouai.com for 15% off site-wide and enter promo code BEAUTY15. We're going to link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. That's theouai.com for 15% off using promo code BEAUTY15. And now back to the show.
How do I ask my boss for a raise? I'm so jealous of my coworker's promotion. I just don't know what to do. Is there a good way to brag about my accomplishments? Careers are complicated, and there are so many hush-hush topics we're told we can't talk about. That's why you have the Career Contessa podcast. I'm your host, Laura McGoodwin, and each week I'm joined by experts to help you overcome your workplace woes with actionable advice that you can use today. Subscribe to the Career Contessa podcast and make progress in your career every Tuesday.
We want to talk about the year that was in 2023 in beauty, the landscape. There's a lot that we want to get to today.
Yes.
So reflecting on the year that was in social media.
What were the big moments for you?
Like the wins and maybe even some things that you're thinking are misses.
Okay, totally. So we'll talk about my big moments in 2023. I'm very movie, TV, magazine oriented. That's what I grew up on, but also social media as well. But like Margot Robbie in the Barbie movie and the press tour of it all.
Yeah.
Just literally with bated breath. Like I was living for that. Along with that, Halle Bailey with her covers for The Little Mermaid and her press tour. I just think she is so incredibly stunning. And that was such a moment that I was living for. Some social media big moments when Dixie D'Amelio shaved her head.
Yeah.
And came out with it at the Vanity Fair party, I believe. And then the transition into like everybody having a short hair, a bob moment, like a Hailey Bieber, Emma Chamberlain, the short hair moment. I personally can't pull that off, but I loved that moment. And then some like covers and beauty moments that I was just like, oh my God, dying over. A big beauty moment was Matilda Jerf's. How do you say? Is that Jerf?
Jerf. Yes.
Matilda Jerf's Vogue Scandinavia cover that just came out. And by the way, I met her this week and she came up to me.
Yeah.
Me. And was like, I just have to say, like, I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm such a big fan. And I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Screaming, crying, throwing up.
That bleach blonde moment on that cover, 70s, it was everything. So I think in total, like my big beauty moments of 2023 were kind of either going back to some like editorial fashion, OMG, loving it moments, some great press tour moments, which I live for. And then also I love a change and a reveal, like a Dixie D'Amelio, who people wouldn't assume would shave her head, to shave her head and rock it and own it. I loved that so much.
Yeah. And I was so taken aback, honestly, in a way, with the Matilda Jerf cover, because she was on our show last year as well, and I obviously couldn't stop staring at her hair. But they bleached her eyebrows.
I know, for the first time.
It just changed her look so much. I had to do a double take.
And what's so incredible about her is like she's such a businesswoman and is so successful. But then you're like, wait, but also you could be like an international model, like with the bleach brows and like that moment. I was like, she just is everything.
And she's so sweet, so sweet and kind,
so kind, very much.
And did her first runway show as well, where she had a lot of different body types represented, and I just thought that was wonderful to see in New York as well.
I loved how it was shot, and I love a 70s type moment. I lived for that, and like also like that bleach hair moment. I've done it a couple times and that's why I have to like take Nutrafol because my hair like died. But I love like a bleach blonde moment so much. Yeah.
Incredible.
I think the Barbie, you bring up a good point. I mean, there was Barbie everything and we saw so many beauty launches that were piggybacking on the film. But the one that took me back, not so much a beauty moment, but like how much Chanel
I was going to say that
in this scenario, because
the Chanel necklace in the movie.
Yes.
Like literally that Chanel necklace in that movie. That was, besides like the beautiful speeches and monologues, that meant the most to me. That necklace.
The product placement, was like, I can't even believe that Chanel is here.
And I mean, Margot Robbie's relationship with Chanel and people's take on that have been rocky.
Totally. Yeah.
And this moment, I think everybody nodded their head. They're like, okay, this is where it paid off.
Also, the amount of Chanel makeup products that have probably sold out.
Oh my gosh.
Patti Dubroff has been doing her red carpet for the entire,
and Sophia Richie as well. Now, I want to ask you about something you posted about not long ago on your TikTok about Emma Chamberlain and why that she should be studied, that she, her career and trajectory as an influencer should be like a case study.
Yes.
So tell me more about that. Yeah. Unpack that.
To go from being a girl in your bedroom that is talking about like having a crush and farting and pimples and thrifting to being
Louis Vuitton campaigns.
Louis Vuitton campaigns. Yeah. But also like everything that she likes and like has showed us throughout the years, it's so organic that the deals that she takes, like her being the face or creative director of Canon and her coffee brand, it's just like it all is so intertwined perfectly with who she is as a person. And it's very, very, very hard for a celebrity or an influencer to grow up and have your audience grow with you. Because a lot of the times when you start to change or grow, it makes people uncomfortable.
Right. That's true.
And
alienates people.
Exactly. And she brought that audience. We all grew up with her and like supported her even more as she grew. And when she obviously wasn't doing these traditional brand deals that she started with or wearing the same clothes that she was wearing when we all loved her, she could still take a girl like me from New Hampshire to look at her at like a Louis Vuitton show. And clearly, like, I'm not going to a Louis Vuitton show yet. And be like, oh my God, I love that for her. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of the times with influencer and celebrity trajectory, we like to put people on a pedestal and we put them there ourselves. So we take them from their hometown and we blow them up and we put them on their pedestal. And then slowly we start to pick at the things that, wait, but you're changing. We don't like this about you. Wait, why'd you do this? Even though like we changed their lives and put them there, when they start to reap the benefits of these lives that essentially we helped them get, we then start to tear them down and we kind of enjoy watching them fall down even more than we like putting them there. And when I say we, I don't mean like me. I mean like society a lot of the time. So to be able to like succeed in the way that she has done, and she's such a hard worker and so sweet, and still keep her audience and still be relatable, but also just like grow. And it's, I think it's going to be studied. I know it's going to be studied because she's one of them that I think has the best transition from influencer to major career.
Yeah, it all makes all kinds of sense. Yes. It really does.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned before about a big reveals. You kind of love that transition moment. Can I ask you, what did you make of the Morgan Wallen mullet moment being shaved?
Yeah, so that happened in Boston. Well, I was there. I mean, I didn't go to the concert and I'm not that much of a country girly. I did like the show Nashville and I love the movie Country Strong, but I'm in Taylor Swift. Anyways, but the Morgan Wallen videos, like with people just talking about him shaving, these videos are getting millions of views. And I just think it's so crazy, the concept of fame, where it's like doing something that is so ordinary creates a discourse of like international news. It's
absolutely
just so insane to me. I mean, Morgan Wallen can shave his head. I think he'll do just fine in the music and the girl area with a shaved head. But people were upset.
Very.
Very upset. I didn't have that much of like a reaction to it.
I feel like there's something going on with dudes and hair right now. Like Tyler Cameron just got a mullet. I mean, again, he's like so hot. It's like whatever.
He can
totally rock it out. But
yeah, it's called like face privilege. It's like when you are chiseled by God, you can too 100%. Rock a mullet and rock. It's like certain girls who can rock any hair color.
Yeah.
It's like you are blessed.
Yeah,
it's true.
I don't know if I would date a mullet, but I have dated a guy with a mustache before. So
Okay. I really want to get your take on the Tarte brand trips.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that started last year, but was continuing into 2023. How do you read this whole situation?
Brand trips, in my opinion, kind of started with the YouTube girls. And I looked at it through naive eyes. I was like, oh my God, these people are going to these crazy trips like for free. Oh my God, this is so cool. Yeah. Like, I want to do that. But now being on the industry side of things, I'm like, well, this is marketing. Like this is a billboard. This is a campaign. And I definitely think that the trips have gotten bigger and bigger. I mean, I went to Fiji this year with Love Island, which Incredible. Is insane. So in a sense, I can see where there is going to be conversation and discussion around these trips and not controversy, but being like, is this worth it? Or like, is there drama or you should be like, there's obviously going to be discussions around it. But at the end of the day, I think about it like sometimes videos get 12 million views, 10 million views. And that's how much a commercial would see during The Bachelorette or like the Super Bowl. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it is marketing and I think it's great and it's smart. And I always think it's going to cause conversation, which in a sense is marketing as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like if we're already like this big for brand trips, like I don't really know how much bigger we can go from there. Yeah. But I always do. I have said that I think a great idea for a brand trip would be for, and I don't know how this would be done like legally. And whenever I post about this, people will be like, well, I think that it would be really cool if brand invited a bunch of influencers and they got to pick one of their followers, loyal followers or audience members mm-hmm. to go on the brand trip with them to bring the audience member who would never be able to experience these types of things with them as well. Because a lot of the times, some of the conversation around it is like, oh my God, like they can afford all of these things, like that type of conversation. So I think there is a way in which those people who are saying those things might not know that behind it, it is a business, it is a campaign, you know what I mean? But to be able to give back as well, I think would be really, really cool and beneficial. Smart.
We cannot talk about 2023 without talking about Eras Tour. I went in Tampa. Did you go?
Yeah, of course. Where I went Gillette Night 3, which was her 13th show at Gillette. Gillette was the first ever stadium that allowed her to perform there.
Yes. So the rainy night?
No.
Okay.
But I will say, and this is going to be controversial. This will get me hate. No. I'm just saying. So obviously Secret Songs.
Yeah.
I missed Better Man and Should Have Said No by 2 days. Like that was Friday and I was Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that, I can't even talk about it. It makes me so upset because those were my, some of my dream Secret Songs. But it was the best experience of my life. And I've gone to like all of her Gillette shows. So I started going when I was 15 years old and the song 15, like I can't even. And now I'm going to be 30.
Yeah.
And I'm still at Gillette singing these songs. And it's like a hug for my inner child in a way that like I can't even describe. And it was so, so incredible. But yeah, that really hurt missing those two. But yeah. It hurt.
Are you surprised that Taylor Swift has not dabbled in the beauty game? That she doesn't have skincare, hair care, makeup?
No, because I feel like she's a genius. Because I feel like everything she does is right. So, like, what are you supposed to do? No, I'm not surprised. I think that she is, I'm not going to use the word calculated because
she's a mastermind.
She's a mastermind. Exactly. I think that, like, she knows her craft mm-hmm. and she knows what she wants to put out into the world. And, like, everything that she does has a meaning behind it. And I feel like the beauty that industry isn't aligned with what she's currently doing mm-hmm. or going after. I think she needs to write, like, I think she needs to either do like a movie or a TV series based off of all of her albums, like the stories within her albums.
Yeah.
Or do Broadway. And then beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a red lip, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she should do a fragrance. I mean,
well, she did.
Oh, she did.
Wonderstruck.
Yeah, that's right. But then she should do another one. Come on.
I mean, people are buying Wonderstruck on eBay.
Exactly.
The little things that are like 15 years old. So yeah, I actually take that back. She should do another fragrance because it was everything. It was so good. Yeah.
And Ariana Grande's have taken off.
And also something like for Taylor, like she could play so into that fragrance of like, how kind of like her songwriting process,
the storytelling.
Smell this. It's like, this is that feeling, you know, what I mean? She sells a feeling better than anybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I haven't met her, but yeah. You know what I mean? In my head.
One day.
Yeah,
vision
one
boards.
Day.
The fucking mayhem about like, as an observer, cause I'm not a Swiftie, sorry guys, don't come to my house and come for me. But like, as an observer, this phenomenon mm-hmm. is like, she's the fucking female Elvis.
Yeah.
So the fact, if she were to launch a new fragrance, you can't tell me that she wouldn't make like $1 billion off of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also she's in a sense. People are like, Emma Chamberlain and Taylor Swift, they're not the same Big Robin. But it's like Taylor, we grew with Taylor.
Yeah.
She's like one of those where it's like, we grew up with her. Mm-hmm. And like, she has literal lyrical evidence of us doing that evolution together.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like so special, which I think is why it's so like emotional.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, just being in a stadium with that many people singing in the same reason. It's yeah. like, it's like spiritual. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So other massive celebrities who do have beauty brands, Hailey versus Selena. And I'm not legitimizing this as a true rivalry. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just acknowledging that it exists in the world amongst their fans and mm-hmm. commenters.
Yeah.
Has it helped or hindered their
like
beauty brands?
Like Rode and Rare Beauty.
Rode and Rare.
I really don't like it at all because mm-hmm. I'm a massive fan of both of them.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I think that Like I've been saying this entire podcast, people feel so invested in these people that they grew up with mm-hmm. or that they've watched online. And to pit two women against each other who are really successful is like tales all the time. This has been happening forever. Yeah. So I don't know if I can say if it's hindered or helped them. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's just there. I mm-hmm. think it's just a narrative that will never go away, unfortunately. And I think they're doing the best that they can to navigate it. And they've both grown such successful beauty brands mm-hmm. and we should be talking about that mm-hmm. than like the people who are like yeah. nitpicking at it. But I mean, I can't even get out of bed sometimes when I like read my Reddit comments when I'm talking about marketing and for an entire industry to write your narrative for you against another woman. Like, I don't know how they do it. And yeah. I think that it is extremely impressive for one, for them to still even be in front of the public eye after how they've yeah. been treated. Uh-huh. But on top of that, to grow extremely successful brands that are so them and so successful.
Yeah, I love that answer. We love both of them.
Yeah, and yeah. they're the best.
Haley's been on our show. Selena, standing invitation. Anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Yes.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Conair is one of our show partners this week. Hands up if you want soft, bouncy curls with little to no effort. I mean, of course you do. Who wouldn't want that? So I want to introduce you to the new Curl Secret by Conair that's meant to take the guesswork out of curling your hair because at the push of a button, quite literally, hair goes in, curl comes out, just like magic. So the reimagined auto curler, it's really all about customization. You can select from 5 different temperatures for all hair types. You can also customize the curl direction and you can choose the type of curl you want, defined, loose, or wavy. It's really up to you. To create the effortless curls, you simply place a small section of your hair into the peekaboo chamber. That's right, peekaboo. You can see all of the action happening because it's a clear chamber. You push start and you'll watch your hair gently wrap around the 3/4-inch ceramic barrel, and it even beeps when it's time to release the auto curler. And voila, flawless and effortless long-lasting curls. Plus, there's even anti-tangle tech that's built right in, so that keeps your hair smooth and protected while styling. Personally, I think it's great for touching up your hair on second day, like after a blowout, and there's even an auto shutoff. So if the curler has been on for 60 minutes, it automatically powers down. I love that peace of mind. So if you want to check it out yourself, shop Curl Secret by Conair now available at all major retailers. Once again, shop Curl Secret by Conair now available at all major retailers. We will link to it in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hey.
something you were involved in, adjacent. You were adjacent to this launch when L'Oreal Paris named Kendall Jenner their new spokesperson. So tell us about that, how that came about, because you kind of were teasing the news.
Yeah. Like I said, I do PR predictions and also PR moves. So it was like a little bit of both, because I will always be like, I think that Alexa Demi should be the face of this Miu Miu. Like, you know what I mean? I'll say that. So for L'Oreal to reach out to me in a way in which we could work together in a brand deal that is in a non-traditional way that already goes along with my audience, that is perfection to me. Yeah. And I think that is so smart for brands to do, because you would think that a lot of brands have evolved. I mean, clearly, like, we all know when it's an ad, it says hashtag ad on the screen. Like, it's hi, this is an ad. But still brands are like, okay, so here's the script. Like, this is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, people already know it's an ad. Like, that's already kind of like hindering it. We really need to like get creative and tap into what we do well. And like, I think that brands should really start to utilize native creators who are on these apps every day to learn how they speak to their audience, and then have their brand be like, this is our brand messaging. How can we do this together? Mm-hmm. So for a brand like L'Oreal to do that and to work with me to be able to tease and announce who the next face of it's going to be was really, really cool, and showed that this type of influencer marketing is evolving in a really, really cool way. And I'm so grateful to be a part of that.
Yeah, it was so cool to have the engagement. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I put Jenna Ortega, I guess.
Yes.
And I felt like that was a good guess, but it didn't happen. Were you so scared you were going to spill the beans? Accidentally?
No, because I never leave my house. I'm with my dog on my couch 24/7, like in Boston. And if I was to spill it in Boston, people would be like, we don't fucking care. Like, the car. Like, you know what I mean? Like
obsessed. Yeah. Obsessed. Okay.
Which beauty brands do you think are in their flop era right now?
Okay. And I feel confident saying this because I want to work with them. I don't think it's a flop. I think they have so much potential.
Right.
Kylie Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, Kylie, I love her so much. She is amazing. And how those lip kits launched and like what those lip kits did for the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Smithsonian level.
Like, they literally should be. Yeah, like, yeah. Those lip kits, they were dry and chalky at first, but you know what? They were revolutionary. And she, to me, I said this to her, I was like, you are social media to me. Like,
yes.
Like, she was social media, like from Keek to Twitter to Instagram. Like, I was like, she's just that. And I think, and I also think she's so creative and also like has a side of her that like people would not expect. And her art direction when she like gives it everything is just everything.
Yeah.
So I really, really think that Kylie Cosmetics could evolve and be back to where it was. But if that's not what she wants to do, then it's not going to be to the place where I think it can be. So
I think she does, because I just read a stat that in recent months, Jenner has had informal discussions about trying to buy back 51% stake from Coty. So they bought it for $600 million in 2020. So obviously, so you're saying that is a good PR move, basically.
Yeah. And also she could hire me.
Yeah. We're rooting for you, Kylie.
Kylie.
Yeah.
Stormy baby.
What else was big this year? I mean, the Beyonce hair care event at the concert in LA was pretty huge.
Insane.
The personal messages people were getting
in their car.
Yeah.
Like, was that AI?
So I was digging into this earlier today and they said the brand.
I'm not saying that in like a diss way, I was just like, that is crazy.
Yeah. So people that are listening, if you didn't see it, basically everyone got into their Ubers or their black cars that was sent by the brand to go to the Beyonce, I think, event for the hair care launch and then the concert. It was like, they're like, your driver has a special message for you. And then it'd be like, hi, Amy, this is Beyonce. Like, sorry, I can't be there. I'm like, what? So anyways, I just think it was incredible. And it's interesting that she's dropping a hair care line. And I think that actually makes a ton of sense. We'll see, you know, when it all kind of gets revealed, but her mom had a hair salon, so she tied it all back to that.
It's organic.
Yeah, it really is. And nobody's really touching
what's
that. She hasn't revealed yet.
Yeah, because when I was seeing on social media, it was like Beyonce's hair care, they weren't saying the name.
It's
still
super vague. But one thing I do think is interesting is that she's doing this all herself, right? Yeah. It's not like in tandem with Coty or anyone
like
that.
We don't know really yet.
We don't know.
Okay. I was pretty sure I went to her website and okay. it was like, because I was trying to dig for the PR. And
well,
it's
that's
like,
where all the big money is.
Yeah.
Is when you do it yourself. So,
well, it was a very like Jay-Z move, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Like yes. a title.
Yeah.
A title move. Yes, exactly.
There's a couple like, I'm trying to think of other celebrity beauty brands. Oh, another one that I really want to come back is in like a funny way is like Jessica Simpson's dessert line.
Definitely.
Okay. Like, how has that not come back? With the Y2K like range, I'm like, that needs to happen. And maybe like her daughter can do it. But
Maxi Drew. Maxi. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, I remember like I was a massive Newlyweds fan.
Yes.
And like the scene where she had to like eat all the cupcakes and then she threw up on her set. Like that is literally ingrained in my brain. And like I asked for it for Christmas because of that.
Yeah.
So it was like edible lotion, but like not in like a sexual way. It was like supposed to be like dessert.
One of my big predictions is definitely like gourmand fragrances are back. Mm-hmm. Like everything this fall that launched for perfumes, like from Burberry to like all the big names, it had like vanilla in there. Mm-hmm. So it's happening.
Was J-Lo's perfume, the one with the skinny bottle, mm-hmm. did that have vanilla?
That was very musky.
You remember that one with like, the chain
absolutely.
On it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then Victoria Curious. I mean, Britney's Curious.
Yes.
And then I loved Juicy Couture's like perfumes back in the day.
Totally. Yeah. They're bringing those back.
Yeah, totally. 100%. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really into Jo Malone because like, you know, Quiet Luxury.
Yes,
like,
Quiet Luxury.
You know me,
Sophia Richie of it all.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sophia Richie of it all is just so mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. people finally discover or like, they literally discovered her on TikTok the weekend of her wedding. And they're going, she's the brand director of Nude Sticks. No one knew.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all of a sudden, it's like Chanel, Jo Malone.
Mm-hmm.
She's the face of like either David Yurman or Tiffany. It's escaping me.
She did David Yurman.
Yes.
And then she did K18.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I died for that wedding. And, and by the way, like, I don't even... This is a controversial take. I don't necessarily like believe in like marriage or weddings. Like, I don't think I'll ever like get married or have a wedding. And I was still like eating that with a spoon. So like, that's when you know it's like a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy at this point where we're at with celeb brand saturation. Because it's like, she is now has catapulted to be the level of like a Jenner or a Hadid in terms of her like style influence. Mm-hmm. So it's like, she absolutely could launch something, but it's like, what are you going to launch? A makeup brand, a hair?
No.
Like, it's all so done.
I think she should do a Gen Z goop, like a Gen Z millennial goop, where it's like lifestyle, health, bougie, sex articles for like her age.
Yeah.
And not that people can't do that with goop, but I think that would be like a really smart path for like her to go down. Because like, it's not even like we are like gagging and dying over like, oh my god, she used that hair care product, like it's because the hair looks so good. It's like like she's like a trend setter. You know what I mean?
Aura.
So it's like
thought leader.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
So I think doing something like a goop or a
that
poosh,
makes a lot of sense, because like when Gwyneth was in that trial, and that's when everybody started talking about Quiet Luxury, which she was showing up to court in, and then it was like Succession was on, and then it was like the wedding, and it was like she was just like she's like the Gen Z version kind of that, making it cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get out our crystal balls here, and we're going to riff on what we think will be influencing the beauty and wellness industry in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear sort of like your crystal ball moment.
Okay. So for 2024, I think that, I mean, we've been seeing so many ballet flats. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in a sense, we're kind of going back to like 2007-ish, but not in like a Y2K way, more in like a Mary-Kate and Ashley type way, where it's going to be like natural hair, like, oh, I just like came out of the shower, like kind of like natural glam, but with like oversized accessories type moment.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think the glam isn't going to be like full glam. Like, I don't think we're going to have like a full glam moment in 2024. I think it's going to be very like exactly like a Hailey Bieber or like the strawberry makeup where it's like, I just look blushed and sun-kissed, and even like the bleached eyebrows on Matilda, like the sun-kissed hair, very like natural glowy glams, but then an ode to like a 2007 with like a big bag ballet flats. And like, but also I can see like Balletcore, Ralph Lauren, J. Crew, Vintage Gap. Like, I feel like we're going to have a very that type of moment. Like, I follow this account that is all the old Gap campaigns. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they even post the playlist that mm-hmm. Gap played that month.
Oh my God.
Like back in the, you know what I'm talking about?
I used to
work
at the Gap.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, I'll send it to you. Actually, Abby, my friend, showed it to me. So I feel like it's, we're going to have very much like a that moment.
Yeah. Love it.
This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So if you haven't finished your holiday shopping by now, I'm guessing you might be feeling a little panicked at this very moment, but don't freak out. Macy's has got you with all of the hot gift inspo you could ever need for every person on your list using the Macy's Gift Finder. They've sorted out so many different ways to search for gifts. It's basically impossible not to find something in less than 5 minutes, I swear. For starters, you can shop by price. Like if you've set a limit, let's say for a Kris Kringle with friends, you can find ideas organized for under $25, $50, or Lux if you need to find something that will seriously impress. But that's not all. You can also shop by gift lists. These are curated lists for all of the personalities in your life. For example, maybe you know someone who's a spa day enthusiast. Boom, one click and all of the top buys are right there. And by the way, many of them are on sale, just saying. Maybe they're an advent calendar fan, you know, or a big sports fan. You can even find curated gift lists from your favorite influencers. I mean, even a bro could figure this out. Like, this is what we used to do in our magazine days. It's too easy. But if you're like on a mission and you know what you want, you just need to find it fast, go ahead and shop by category: beauty, fragrances, jewelry, watches, handbags, and accessories. Like, get it and get out. I feel that. They even have packaged and ready to go gifts, top rated by customers and top edited stocking stuffers. You don't need to resort to gift certificates, although those are great too, gotta say. Check out Macy's.com/giftfinder to find that perfect present before it's too late. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder.
"2024 trends. What the hell is going to happen with Meghan Markle? What is going to happen? It's the suits of it all. We were like talking about industry plant. Is like, did she tell Netflix to put that on?
Does she have a Netflix deal or is that Disney?
No, she has a Netflix deal. Oh. The documentary was on Netflix.
Oh, true, true, true. So I have a really spiritual connection with Princess Diana. Like when I was little, I became like obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. And she looks just like my mom. And I end up losing my mom as well. And I love UK culture so much. Yeah. And like I just was obsessed with Princess Diana from a very young age. So how I feel about William and Harry is like so intertwined and complex. And that could be a whole podcast within itself. But I will say, like, the Meghan Markle of it all, I don't know what they're going to do next, because like I thought they were going to go like the media route, like the Spotify deal, the Disney deal, the Netflix deal. And then like that ended up not happening. Yeah. And who knows why. But we'll see. I mean, but Suits is having a moment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everybody's watching it. I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Do you think I'd like it?
Yeah. It's
it was
good
in Toronto, right?
It was, yeah. And it was like, it's good in the background. And like, you can just have it on and just kind of
get ready,
blast through it. You don't need to.
I don't know. I was going to say, I don't think she'll do like a fashion thing. I don't think she'll really get into like the fashion world.
Yeah. I mean, she had the tig.com for so long, her blog.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Of course. So,
I feel like she's been,
do you think she'll
gets
try to do
the
a
brakes
group?
Put on her, I think.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I just feel like there's still puppet strings being pulled about what she can do or not do. That's the sense. Like, otherwise it's like, what are you waiting for?
The Illuminati shit or something?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I followed her, like, this at Meghan account on Instagram. It's got 127,000 followers. Do you know about this?
No.
People are saying that this is her. It's just Meghan, like M-E-G-H-A-N. And she's
with
got zero,
the picture.
Zero posts, zero following, but 127,000 followers. And I'm one of the suckers that's following it. There's absolutely no content on there, but
I did
I'm
that
waiting.
With like a Drake account on TikTok. Everybody thought it was when I like followed him. I was like, yeah, like, so was it. Yeah. I mean, I think like kind of what you were saying, like, the amount of things that both sides have gone through is like insane and would take years for people to digest. But I'm just not sure like what's happening now, because it's like nothing is coming, nothing's happening. Yeah, so it's like, exactly. I have no idea what's going to happen next. But I do remember when she had that blog.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, maybe she'll do like a Goop. You know? Like,
yeah. But, we can still see it. She did a cookbook.
Yeah.
When she was Duchess of Sussex officially still. So we need to talk about influencer culture and where it's going. Mm-hmm. And
where is it going?
Yeah.
Well, when I have the roadmap, I'll let you guys know. Yes. Because I don't know if the type of content, like short form versus long form, like what's going to resonate more. But I do think it's going to be interesting the next couple of years because the audience is getting younger and younger. Even think of like a Miss Rachel, like a YouTuber for like babies.
Yeah.
Like there are influencers for babies. 100%. So it's like what are those babies get? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like,
totally.
I think that what since the audience is getting younger and younger, I think that's going to change the landscape a little bit because like those Miss Rachels are like the biggest essentially influencers. So I think it's where the influencer industry is going in 2024 is highlighting niche industries and creativity, but also sticking to the roots of just being able to communicate with an audience and grow a following based off of trust and communication and storytelling.
Yeah. Final question. What was your favorite, like we say around here, hashtag damn good beauty product of the year that was new to you that you used and you loved that you need to let everyone know about
in 2023? Okay.
Makeup Forever lip liner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks about, I love a Charlotte Tilbury. Yep. Like I love a Whirl by MAC. But Makeup Forever lip liner, I am not joking, stays on forever. Maybe that's the name, Makeup Forever. It's an ad. And I think the color is caffeine, something like that. And a tip is, like, I put it on and then I take a tissue and I put powder over the tissue and I take it off, which is something, like, I learned on TikTok this year.
Yeah.
That I love so much. And
who
then
needs a lip kit?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Hello. And then wait, I want to make sure I'm getting the name of this one right. It's Topicals High Roller. It looks like a roll-on deodorant, but it's for ingrown hairs.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, a little TMI. I am not joking. This product, this product changed my life. I recently, within the past like year or two, got really bad like ingrown hairs, and what is it called? Like on your bikini line, like.
Razor burn.
Like razor burn.
Yeah.
And it's on my legs too, and my armpits. And I never had that before. I tried all the razors. I've tried everything online. I'm really bad with pain, so I didn't want to get a wax. That High Roller by Topicals, if you struggle with this, and by the way, you shouldn't be embarrassed if you have this, but personally, I was so embarrassed. Yeah. It was just like something I so struggled with. That product fully, fully, fully changed my life. And it was probably like the number one product that I tell people about.
Okay, well, that wraps our show. We've looked back at 2023. We've looked ahead to 2024. Thank you so much, Robin,
for joining us.
And we'll be following you on Girl Boss Town, seeing what's next. Very excited to see all of that. And if there's anything we missed, you guys, slide into our DMs. If you think we forgot to talk about a product or a trend from 2023 or what you think is going to pop off in 2024, slide into our DMs at Breaking Beauty Podcast. And as always, every single thing that we mentioned today, we will link to it on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.